Hold on, let me just, okay, we are recording, thank you.
We are reopening the meeting of the BCA committee. It is July 13th, 2026 at about 5 o'clock. And we are re-meeting after our committee took a field trip to the west side of Echo Lake. And I will invite the inspection committee to present its report. This is on the property at, well.
1043 West.
1043 West Echo Lake Road, Echo Lake Meadows LLC. All right. Ben, would you like to present?
Sure. Is that the one have these, if you pass these around, Colleen made copies for everybody.
I've got a copy.
I have a copy, yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. And I'll take one.
Thank you for making them. So myself, Carolyn, and Amy visited 1043 West Echo Lake Road on June 29th at about 5 p.m. And walked up into the meadow and as well down across the road, the acre and a half that's kind of between the road and the lake, and wrote up this basic report. We basically concurred with what the listers had found. We thought that the 0.5 grade for the lake frontage was in keeping with other parcels that had been assessed around the lake. While it is true, as was presented to us earlier, that there are wetlands and wet soils there, there are places that you can have access. It is true it's not a very dry entire lake frontage, but that 0.5 grade, I think, is reflecting that. So that's what we found and wrote up. Does anyone want to add anything?
All right. Any other questions from the BCA? The only other person on the BCA is here and wasn't there. It's me, and I have no further questions. Any final comments from you, Mr. Hoyt?
Hold, yes.
Oh,
that's fine. It's a common thing. I do. I appreciate, first of all, the work that you guys did and the going to on site and everything. I appreciate you taking your own time to do that. I do disagree with the 0.5 valuation. I think that Mrs. Wilson said that all properties that are divided by the road start at a 0.7. For example, her property is a 0.7. The Thompson property next to me is a 0.7. Both those properties are grass all the way up to the lake. Very nice, maintained, easy to access, much easier to access than ours. And I don't see how 0.5 is reasonably close to a 0.7. I disagree with what she said about 0.5 being wetlands. I don't think there was a sufficient basis made for that when she testified last time. I disagree. I think swampland is less than 0.5. We have a boardwalk that goes down, not all the way to the lake, and when you get off of it, it was pretty dry this time. It wasn't terrible. Big, huge pond if you go where over the loon is right now. So it is difficult to have access. I disagree with that. The other piece is that on the lister's report to the board last time, it was referred as us having exclusive access on the 379 feet of frontage. I believe it's on the second page. I can look, hold on. Nope, it's not. I apologize. It is on the page 3, and it's in the table, and it says lake frontage 379 FF on lake and exclusive access. That is an inaccuracy. Basically, the 50 feet that are the most easily accessible are the right-of-way to the Krause property. So we don't even technically have access because that's their right-of-way.
Right. And you just want to just hold that thought just so she doesn't miss.
Apologize.
No. Road crew.
Let's know.
Sorry about that. I had him pause for a moment.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. So again, that 50 feet of which the town assesses an additional $100,000 valuation to the Krause property is at their access. So that would leave 329 feet for our property, of which we have exclusive access. And I would argue that there is no more than 30 feet that actually is non-wetlands access. And that is borne out by the map that the state has designating wetlands on the property. So I don't know how exclusive access versus shared access differs in the town, but I want to make sure that the committee or the board is actually using the evaluation based on correct information. And that's all I had to say.
Thank you. The listeners are not here for final comments, so we will close the hearing. And we'll enter a deliberative session now, and you will receive a written decision from us.
Terrific. Thanks again very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for making the trip again.
Yes, take care.
Thank you. Take care.
So it is 5:07 p.m.